Well, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the injury last August. How did it happen? Had you known right away it was serious?
So it happened, just running a slant. Me and I was going against Tony Liffin, and I joked with him a bunch because he got hurt about a week or so right after I did. But just made a plant that I've made a ton of times, and me and him kind of collided a little bit, and I kind of felt it. Once I finished the route, I sensed that it didn't feel right, but you know, I pushed through it, finished the day off, and practiced the next day as well. After that, it was just stiff on me, and I was like, okay, something's not right here. So that's when the swelling started to show, and then we got the test done, and it showed that I had the tear.
What was the actual injury?
It was meniscus, yeah.
And how has the rehab and recovery gone, and how do you feel now compared to a year ago?
Right, rehab has been great. You know, I don't even think about it anymore at all. That's a great testament to our strength staff and our training staff as well. And I had some really good guys in there rehabbing with me as well. So
Raekwon and Ryan.
Yeah. Yep. And I think Raekwon did a story about how competitive that was in there. And I think that kind of helped us push through some of those dark days where we really didn't feel like rehabbing, or we were kind of down on ourselves that we wanted to play and things like that. And to have Ryan there as a leader to kind of help us push through was really huge for both of us.
So were there any, like, competitive games that you guys used to play?
Well, there was this we have this thing, it's a machine, it's called BFR, it's blood flow restriction. So it's like a Velcro strap that you put around your leg, and you use it around both of your legs, and it kind of inflates. And it's like almost cutting off your circulation to a point. And you work out with it, so it's like maximum effort, but you don't have any weight. And we'd ride the bike for 10 minutes, and we'd see who can get the furthest. And it was kind of suicidal, but it ended up going on for a while. And then our trainer stopped it because he got a little scared. Because each time the next person was just trying to beat that score, and whoever said the highest score was like, whoever's up next, you know, you got to beat it. So it was fun, though. It was a lot of fun. I think Raekwon was the last to go, so I think he had the record, and then they stopped us right then, so no one else got to go again after Raekwon beat it.
How would you describe your confidence level right now in terms of your belief that you will make the team and contribute?
I'm extremely confident in that. You know, I've had a year to just kind of pick everyone's brain, so to say, just to learn and understand the terminology, the language, what the coaches are expecting, and how they want things done. And I think just spending all that time and having the confidence in myself and in my abilities that the Lord has given me, you know, I'm extremely confident.
How excited were you to start OTAs this spring after having them this last year?
Extremely excited. You know, just thinking back on the first day of OTAs, you know, it kind of put everything back into perspective of just appreciating the game, you know, because a sudden play just like that, a routine play that I had done a million times over and over again, had caused, you know, for my season to be over. So I couldn't wait to get back out there, and it's been a long time coming.
This spring, what percentage would you say you've practiced in the slot, and maybe about what percentage you've been outside?
It's been so-so. I've spent a bunch of time inside, a bunch of time outside as well. So, just being ready for wherever, they decide to put me. I'm comfortable playing both, which is a good thing. So I think it's always a good thing to be versatile at being able to play inside and outside.
How experienced are you as a slot receiver?
I played in the slot a bunch in high school, a bunch in college as well. My freshman and sophomore year, and then a little bit my junior year. I played mostly outside my junior year, but I've gotten a bunch of experience being inside. So,
where's the difference in terms of that position? How could you explain the difference between being a flank or a split end versus being a slot?
I think in a slot you have a little more freedom, a little more wiggle room in terms of your releases and your routes and things, and how you get to break and maneuver and things like that. And then a lot of times you're going against either smaller corners, or you're going against linebackers and safeties and things like that. So
obviously you want to play last year, but your redshirt year, so to call it, how much did it benefit, or how much can you learn by watching, or did you learn?
Right, and I think that it helped me a ton. You know, I got to spent a full year of just listening to our coaches and how they taught everything and how they wanted to be ran. I got to learn the playbook for a year, and I got to learn from some of our veteran guys and some of the guys that were here last year. You know, I think that just learning from them and asking those guys questions and then seeing the things on film and then going to some of the games and watching it on the sideline, I kind of got to see how everything works before I actually ran through it. So I thought that was pretty good for me.
What about physically? I mean, you look physically bigger than last year. I mean, how much different is your body from this year to last year?
I got to put on a little bit of weight, and it was good weight as well. And I think me and David spent a lot of time together just working hard, you know, on being functionally strong as well, not just bloating up and getting stiff and things like that, being able to move and still have that flexibility.
There's an awful lot of depth at the wide receiver position on this team. What skill or part of your game do you think will be your ticket to the 53-man roster?
Just being available whenever my number is called on. You know, my job is to go out there and to compete and to execute, to know my job, to know where I'm supposed to be where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there, and let all those things sort themselves out. I think if I just focus on doing what I have to do, doing my job, I'll be fine.
Isaiah, just to build off that, obviously there are four veteran receivers who are going to be on the team barring injury, and then you've got Jakeem. Do you think about the numbers game of, okay, are they going to keep six receivers? Does that thought go through your mind?
No, I don't think about any of that thing. I think that's for Coach Gase and Coach Jefferson and Mike Tannenbaum and Mr. Greer. And I think that's for all those guys. I leave all that stuff to them. I focus on, you know, knowing my craft, studying my craft, and being the best that I can be.
So Dolphin fans have obviously never seen you play, and they probably YouTubed you and saw a few highlight clips where you ran past the cane guy or something. But fill the fans in a little bit about what your on-field strengths, what you believe they are.
I think I'm a competitor, first and foremost. I want to win at everything that I do. And I think that starts with my mindset on how I approach everything. I'm a versatile player. I can play inside and out. I can make those contested catches, and I'm a technician. You know, I think that's something that I pride myself on is being really good in and out of my breaks and running really good routes and things like that. So,
Isaiah,